Ignorance is the official language of Washington, D.C.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, though, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Is Joe Biden Hulk Hogan or is Joe Biden Ultimate Warrior? That's really what this boils down to.
Okay, let's do it.
So during the first hour of the debate, Joe Biden reminded me of NWO Hogan, where you think this guy's past his prime, but then all of a sudden, he's with the Click, and you're like, oh, this is fun. This is interesting. He's dominating the stage. It doesn't matter who Sting is going to team up with. He's got this.
And then whose side is he on, though?
And then our
Hulk Hogan is in the building!
You're damn right he is!
Go get him, Hulkster!
Yeah, on whose side is he on?
Go, what are you talking about?
Whose side is he on?
What are you talking about?
Two, it was clear, whose side is he on? Is he on Dementia's side, or is he with the Young Bucks? We don't know what's going on.
He's an old buck with his teeth falling out.
And hour two is like, this is like his Mr. America run, post-Rock WrestleMania. It's like, this is, like you're scratching a nostalgia. And hour three was like, Hogan wrestled in the early aughts? Hogan wrestled in the teens against Ric Flair and TNA? What is this? And then today...
It's an old guy ruining his legacy.
And today... You're like, hey, check out this Ultimate Warrior Dusty Rhodes impression that Joe Biden's doing on the road.
I learned a lot. And I learned that it makes a difference. This was the diving board area. And I was one of the guards. And there were not a, there was a 3-meter board. And you fell off sideways, you landed on the damn, the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And I did. And back in those days, you show how things have changed. One of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off, and he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, this was mostly, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke. There was a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is. You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head. I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car. And they had, in those days, you used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty. And I looked at them, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again. But I shouldn't have called you, Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that. Not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
Just filter it through dementia. That's 2 years ago. That's 2 years of more cognitive decline since then.
This is the same day. This is like what, day two or three of the Joe Biden rehash clips. The same day that Elizabeth Warren is endorsed by the Workers' Families Party. The Workers' Family Party.
I mean, she's a worker, brother.
So the Working Families Party is not a union of wrestlers, because wrestlers are known as workers, because wrestlers will never unionize because of men like Hulk Hogan.
Jesse, the Body and or the Brain Ventura tried to unionize, mm-hmm. and Hulk Hogan went behind his back and told Vince and nipped that in the bud.
I'm assuming you're not watching college or professional football.
No, I don't watch it. It's horrible. Not even the CTE stuff. Just the abuse stuff would be enough to not watch.
Don't disagree in any way. The only reason why I mention it is because Fox is now running their ads for SmackDown. And boy, how that ad is really, really good. Have you seen it?
I have seen the ad. The ad is basically, there's only one. It shows basically hey, look, wrestling affects things you care about. And so it shows people doing Rock things and people doing Austin things and Hogan things. And even this thing called the Yes Chant, which is by an active member of the roster who did not appear on the pay-per-view on Sunday.
No, he did not.
You know the plan for him, though. Oh, man.
Okay. Hold on. Chris and I are recording this across the street from the White House like usual. In the wild, there is an XFL shirt on a man who does not appear to be working for the XFL.
I mean, you never know. This he could be a worker. I think we're getting work, brother.
This is the XFL!
That's okay. Amazing.
That's a shoot, by the
way. How, yeah, that's how you do it in the park.
I realize that we're doing an audio podcast, and that will not
just
translate
anyway. Just imagine the XFL logo.
Oh my,
walking
by
you.
On a man.
Yeah.
An adult man.
Bought the shirt.
Appears to not be a Make-A-Wish case.
Well, wishes come true. Dreams come true in this park today. Yeah, the SmackDown promo on Fox shows all these sports moments. And yeah, the only thing is the Yes Chant that an active wrestler's doing. So once again, we're doing the nostalgia. We're doing the SmackDown, the greatest hits.
We're showing John Cena, who has not appeared on SmackDown in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
We're showing The Rock, whose microphone is so old, it's the old Scratch logo. So that's, yeah. What, 6 years old at this point?
Yeah.
It predates, I think, the network.
Yeah, it's been a while since you got to pay Dwayne quite a bit.
It shows Ric Flair doing a strut. The current rumor is Ric Flair is going to be suing Becky Lynch for copywriting The Man.
Yeah.
It's a great time in wrestling. It actually is a great time in wrestling.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're doing this episode, the week we're doing it, is because the Wednesday Night Wars officially begin this week. And I keep fluctuating between if I think that WWE/NXT is going to win and AEW is going to win. Are you excited for the Wednesday Night Wars?
Yeah, because all the flaws of the Attitude Era, competition is good for TV products, sports leagues, stuff like this, where they have to innovate. And that was the last time that there was, you know, that Vince innovated. This is when he had someone with a lot of money nipping his heels.
Now, here's the problem with your innovation comparison. AEW is built around Chris Jericho.
Who innovates every time he's out there.
But he's the youngest AEW champion at 48 years old.
Yes, and he's by far the best pick for that of any guys they had to do this.
Don't disagree.
Yeah.
But how innovative could somebody that's been in the business for 30 years be? How innovative could Elizabeth Warren be on the Democratic National Party ticket if she's 71 years old?
Because you haven't had someone who actually is not anti-business, but skeptical of business. You haven't had a Democrat that's skeptical of business since, I don't know,
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
Was Jimmy Carter skeptical of business?
Not enough, and how'd he turn out? No, I mean, I think it's old, you know, people who have done this for a while, but actually getting a chance to shine, and that's what Jericho is. He's managed to carve out this amazing, possibly greatest of all time career, where never being the guy. And now he's going to be the guy, so it's kind of interesting to see, and he's also only one part of it. It's a whole...
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But the company, if AEW had the add-on... Fox Sunday football, It would almost entirely be Jericho.
No, I highly doubt. Have you seen the TNT bumpers?
I've seen the dramatic ones.
So there's bumpers that they have that they're playing in. So AEW is going to be on TNT, which is part of Warner Media, which is part of a huge conglomerate. This thing's been in movie theaters. You know, it's like, and it's the Bucks, it's the Lucha Brothers jumping off freaking ladders. It's Darby Allin jumping off with a Cracker Barrel. There's a lot of things they can show. There's a lot of women. There's a lot of diversity in it. It's their pitch.
This is a revolution!
We broke all of the rules.
We have the best performers in the world.
Chris Jericho is AEW.
You're challenging that next level athlete.
All Elite Wrestling, a new league rises, October 2nd on TNT.
Jericho is going to, you know, be one of the first things you see on October 2nd.
Well, Jericho currently has one of the best, definitely the best meme of 2019 wrestling.
Sure.
2018 wrestling meme was probably Becky Lynch's face being bloodied on
2018,
accident.
Yeah.
2018 was Nia Jax, and I'd say a little bit of the bubbly is this year's Yes movement.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
Now... for better or worse, NXT is beginning 2 weeks before AEW. Do you think this is a good idea? Like Elizabeth Warren entering the race before everyone on was it Christmas weekend or Thanksgiving weekend?
It was early.
She over a holiday weekend in 2017. It was actually like a long 2018. Time ago. I think was actually a really smart move for her. Is it smart for AEW to be getting in 2 weeks later? Should they have tried to jump the gun?
Well, this is the thing. The WWE and NXT are reacting. They're playing defense. So AEW picked their date.
Okay.
And they set their date up. And then NXT, the USA, all that stuff came later.
Okay, but it doesn't matter who had it initially on the schedule for
something. Well, it does because it's who reacted. And so,
I understand.
So, like, the Warren, she comes out, she sets the table. It's the same thing. AEW sets the terms of it. Now, WWE is playing catch up.
All right, fine. NXT, WWE is still premiering NXT on USA before AEW. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I mean, it's their only thing they can do. They want to try to get some viewers on this to kind of build the groundswell because they know head-to-head numbers on the second. If they were just like, we're going to do it the same night,
October 2nd.
That's what I meant. Like the eyeballs, the interest is on the new thing.
Sure.
NXT is not a new thing, just it's in a new network, and it's only half the new network because they rush this and they preempt it on their own network.
I wasn't excited about it until last week.
What changed?
Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Kevin Owens most likely appearing as a member of NXT. The best storyline in 2017 wrestling, the List of Jericho, the Festival of Friendship, the two of them competing head-to-head on Wednesday night, to me, is the perfect wrestling programming, which means neither are going to be that popular.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a matter that now they have too many, WWE has too many irons and stuff, because they're kind of saving all their stuff for this big, the Fox move for SmackDown, which is also in October, right?
That is correct. I think it might be the same week, actually.
Okay, so it's like the Friday.
October 4th.
So it's the
6th. Like
yeah, 4th, I guess it would be. So they're saving all their thing. I mean, you figure they're going to try to get Cena back. You figure Brock could beat Kofi.
There is legit rumors that are founded of CM Punk doing an FS1 show about wrestling.
Yeah, there's a lot. So that's where they've got a lot focused. And this NXT thing has always been their just like Triple H's little project. So it's curious to see how quickly like, they can translate from or transfer what they were doing before to now. We have to they have storylines in progress. This isn't like it's not like a soft reset.
I understand that it's not a soft reset, but you could do a soft reset. You could rerun your greatest hits on NXT for like 2 months, and I think everyone would be fine with it.
Sure, and I'm
especially before AEW premieres, especially those right. first 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you could. You cannot do one new thing and just essentially have walk-ons.
The problem is NXT has really not... It's just been another thing. They've kind of... It's been the generic WWE product for about a year now. It has its moments, but I don't think from the wrestling fan base... And that's the thing with what AEW is trying is they've been saying, we're going to do more sports-centric. We're going to be doing wins and losses. We're going
to give something different. That's what you're referring to when you say sports-centric, the wins and losses.
Yeah.
Well, JR's calling it, and he's always been a more sports-centric announcer
right.
than the rest.
They want less mic time. They want more ring time. I'm curious what changes happen to NXT in the next few weeks. Who does come down? Yeah, they're hinted at Kevin Owens. What do you do?
You're not watching the product nearly as much since AEW's been in the works.
Right.
You're not watching WWE as much. Will you be watching NXT?
I maybe flip, or maybe watch Hulu because honestly, what can they? As much as we're saying, okay, Chris Jericho, not a new face by any means, one of the more creative guys in this last few years, where there's something going to be entertaining. Kenny Omega, the Bucks,
yeah.
Even Cody at this point, who has really established himself as like the Southern wrestling guy.
Yeah,
there's something interesting there. NXT, it doesn't feel at this point. That they can kind of like their great run they had a couple years ago feels very, very far in the past. Where it's like, what's the big draw? Who's the name?
Well, for me, once again, I don't think this is going to sell any tickets, but like, I would rather watch Velveteen Dream than any of the guys you just mentioned. Maybe I'd rather watch Jericho mm-hmm. on a good night, but week to week, I want to see Velveteen Dream more, probably because he's not been saturated
right.
in the product as much as these other guys. And then,
yeah.
and then after that, I'd still go Kevin Owens above everyone, save for Jericho.
Yeah. And
if you have Kevin Owens and Velveteen Dream on every week, I will happily watch that product.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting. It's let's see if they kind of get back to their roots of what kind of made NXT this fuzzy thing a few years ago, or if AEW is just going to be the shock of the new.
Sure.
Versus the shock of the system.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What a horrible catchphrase. Final question, and I'm working on this thesis here. Is The Fiend Bray Wyatt the 2015-2016 Bernie Sanders of wrestling, where a lot of straight white men that in theory are Democrat, but get them two pamphlets away, the snake might be in its tail, where they're hardcore Republican, and they love it, and I'm just okay with it. And in theory, it's okay, but in reality, it's so easy to fall apart. Am I crazy here, or is there
no
some
more
water?
Than usual? The Fiend.
The Fiend isn't doing it for me. Is the answer
okay? So is the skits do it for you?
I love the
Bray's
skits.
Funhouse.
I love the Bray's Funhouse. Okay. Stuff. But I think my problem is the mask part, the actual wrestling product. Yeah. I'm like, I don't. Because that's how Clash of Champions ends.
Yeah.
Last night.
I'm aware of the product. I just don't watch. I'm like Brock. I know what's going on. I just have to watch it.
It's the Fiend doing the mandible claw.
Yeah.
On Seth Rollins, which to me makes no. I mean, it makes sense.
Sure.
But I don't understand why. I understand for children. This is for children. I get
that. It's a program for children.
It's a program for children. Yeah. I get that. But who's buying the Fiend merch? It's Bernie Bros, but the wrestling version of Bernie Bros.
What does the Fiend merch look like? How atrocious? How new metal is it?
It's not as new metal as you'd expect. It looks exactly like the good Bray Wyatt merch, which is like not as good as Aleister Black. Here's my thing. Sure. Just be a Satanist like Aleister Black. He's cool because
he
lives
working for him.
The gimmick. He's happily married.
He's stuck in a supply closet.
He's happily married and doesn't have to wear a mask. I don't see the problem.
I think the Fiend stuff, if they can actually, now that we're going to transition to this title picture with Seth, which I can't see them actually letting the Fiend win, even though he needs to, but give me the story of what connect the dots between the Fiend. And that's their storytelling task, is connect the dots between this. Show, kind of break the walls down between the new Bray Wyatt and the Fiend, and how this weird Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is working. Give me the mechanics of it.
I don't like political beliefs that you could just put a tag on. Like, I'm a democratic socialist. This is everything I believe in. I don't like, the exact same token, I don't like people that are, I'm just against AOC. I don't like wrestling that's just like, oh, I'm going to wear a spooky mask now. No. Live the gimmick.
He does. He named his kid after Kevin Nash and Sixpack. What do you want from the guy?
Why can't... Oh, I'm just saying, Aleister Black is cool. The end. That's why is this complicated? Yeah. Just give Aleister Black everything.
Because they immediately turn him into just another guy.
Yeah, whatever. Just because you can't wrestle in Saudi Arabia, they can't give him the big gold belt.
Why can't he? The tattoos?
The tattoos, because he's an actual Satanist.
I mean, if we're going to prevent Satanists from doing something, whose platform is that on?